On today's Good Word, we're talking about looking into the future and prophecies that came before the Lord. Time works differently for us here in mortality than it does for God, who has a much wider picture than we could hope to find in this lifetime. Our biggest blind spot as mortals is the future, since we have no reliable way to look into that murky depth yet to come. We're here to learn to walk by faith without a pure knowledge of what will happen. But the Lord doesn't leave us alone in our stumbling way back to Him. His plan has always been set in stone before the earth began, revealed to His servants so we can understand His purpose for us, His children, in our lifetime. With a look at history, things can look chaotic and incomprehensible, but the hand of the Lord is always there, guiding us and planting knowledge for the future. The prophet Zechariah lived and worked just before the fall of Jerusalem, hundreds of years before the birth of Jesus. But his book in the Old Testament is all about a far distant Messiah in both his first and second coming. When speaking of the Savior in Zechariah chapter 13, the prophet gives some essential clues about how the life and ministry of Christ would play out, preparing those after him for his divine mission. "And one shall say unto him, What are these wounds in thine hands? Then shall he answer, Those with which I was wounded in the house of my friends. Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, and against the man that is my fellow, saith the Lord of hosts. Smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered, and I will turn mine hand upon the little ones." The Lord's prophets have long recorded events far from their own time. Often the full meaning only becomes clear centuries or even millennia later. Much of the Old Testament speaks of a Messiah, of Christ, predicting his life and his work long before Joseph and Mary went to Bethlehem. Zechariah goes beyond his life to foreshadow his death and resurrection, focusing on the most wonderful miracle the Savior would perform. But before any disciples could be born to doubt the identity of their Savior, Zechariah gave the script for how the Lord would prove that divinity. The events that would define his ministry and the entirety of human history were already set in God's plan, preparing a way for us, his children, to return to him. During his life, surrounded by his disciples, Jesus Christ also knew they would eventually stray. In fear and doubt, he was left alone, his sheep scattered. Only later did his followers connect the dots, realizing the full extent of how the Lord was spoken of by prophets they had considered ancient. With both Old and New Testaments in hand, we can see the larger narrative. The signs of the Savior were given to the house of Israel as a sign to both them and later generations that God had prepared a way for salvation for his children. No matter how close in time or how far we are from the Savior, his promise is the same. His hand stretches out to all who are willing to hear and follow his message, all the little ones who are scattered and without a shepherd. Whatever guidance we're seeking, we can find peace and stability in the Lord. We may not know what's to come, but he does. As we learn to walk the path he's set, we come to know him and what he's prepared for the faithful. And that's the good word.